Uh-oh.
This is the worst.
What's wrong?
Did someone steal your rainbow?
Somebody stole my patience.
No! That was a disaster.
Vibes are on.
It's Monday Motivation with Hannah B.
Good morning, everyone, and happy Monday. This is Hannah B. with the Monday Morning Motivation Podcast. I hope everyone is feeling nothing but positive vibes on this beautiful Monday morning. This week, I have an amazing, talented, and overall hardworking individual, Taylor Mitchell, news anchor for News Channel 10 in Amarillo, Texas, is here with me, ladies and gentlemen. Taylor, thank you so much for taking the time out of your super busy schedule to be a part of Monday Motivation with Hannah B.
Hannah, I am so excited. You are so awesome. So I'm honored to be here on your podcast. So thanks for having me.
It is my pleasure. Tay, it feels like we were just playing softball, travel softball together. And now look at us. Who would have thought that we would end up in the same industry, right?
It is so weird. I would have never.
I didn't even know
what I wanted to do when
same.
I knew you.
Me too.
You know what I mean?
We were just on the ball field and we had no idea what we wanted to do, but what inspired you to pursue a career in broadcasting?
You know, I knew I always wanted to do something with cameras and TV, something in that aspect. I actually have a minor in film studies.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Yeah. So I thought that I was going to go into more like movies, TV shows, and like work behind the scenes and stuff. And I did have the opportunity to do that a few times in Chicago because Chicago has, you know, we have a lot of shows there and movies there now. And
right.
So I've been on a couple of those shows like Chicago Beauty, Chicago Med, Chicago Fire, you know, shows like that. And I did that I think I did that as my full-time job one summer, just
wow.
working on set. And I quickly realized that was not exactly what I wanted to do, but I still finished my minor because I feel like maybe in the future or something, maybe I'll want to go back to that.
Exactly.
But my major is TV production. So I was actually also working behind the scenes in college. And I quickly realized, I was like, you know what? I have a pretty big personality. I know how to talk a lot. Let's
same.
Just give it a try. Exactly. Like I mean, it's cool to say that you get paid to talk. So I'm like, that is right up my alley. So I was in school and we had a really great news internship program there. And I was exposed to so many things and I was able to work every single, you know, different position in the newsroom.
That's
so
awesome.
I really thrived, I thought, in anchoring and reporting. So that's what got me over here to Amarillo, Texas.
I just think that's amazing because I think, you know, when I was younger, when we played travel softball together, my whole life, I thought that I was going to be a teacher. I was like, I'm going to be a teacher. And
aww.
I think it's because I was listening to what everyone else was telling me. They're like, you have a personality of a teacher. But I'm like, I
yes.
really don't want to go back into the school setting. I'm like, that's just not what I want to do. And I love talking. I love music. And I just love interacting with other people. And I came across radio and I'm like, wow, you literally get paid to talk behind a mic. I'm like, this is amazing. You know?
I know, it really
who
is.
Thought? And it's just so funny because who would have thought that us two, like, I just think it's crazy. And even my dad's like, oh my gosh, Taylor Mitchell. And I'm like, yeah, Dad, she's a star.
Oh, you're so,
so
sweet.
I think that's so cool. Now, what are the steps that you took to get where you are today?
Well, I do have to say that I worked very hard in college and I was very focused. I did, you know, two internships and in the summer I was actually able to intern for CW 26 in Chicago, the Jam TV show. And they actually yeah. just ended that TV show, which is so sad because it was the best experience of my life. I got to do so many things, got to meet so many cool
yeah.
people. And it was, you know, great experience in such a big market. So, you know, getting that internship was a pretty big deal for me. And then the internship that I did in college, I really worked my way up and did that for three semesters. So, you know, you have to have experience because when I came here, you know, to News Channel 10, they kind of throw you in there and you have to know this, you know, you have to know what you're doing. So those internships just really helped me. And then also I got hired over the pandemic, which was surprising. Yeah. So I was really blessed to get that opportunity to, you know, get a job during such hard times, because a lot of my friends weren't getting jobs in this field for a while. So I was able to get it, you know, 2 months out of college. And then, you know, I moved all the way over to Texas to do it.
I know. And that's what I'm going to get into next. Like, how awesome is that? Now, how was the transition moving to Texas? Were you like scared? Were you excited? 'Cause you basically picked up all your stuff and you moved away from family and friends. How was that for you?
I know it was, you know, at first I was really sad, because this is a far away from home. And I knew I came to Texas, to this area, knowing not one person.
I know.
So it was really, a difficult transition, but, you know, I joined the gym, you know, I try to get out and meet people, and I have met so many great people here, in Amarillo. I mean, the people in Texas are just super, super nice people. So it was not very hard making friends, surprisingly, but it is really hard to be away from like family and friends for so long. I've only been home once since I've moved here. I've been here for almost a year. So that was hard, for sure. And, you know, but I am, again, I'm really focused on my goal. I moved across the country to, you know, do what I want to do for the rest of my life. So,
right.
Just the goal, you know, this is a temporary place for me, here in Texas. And I just have to remember, you know, remind myself that, but, I do love it here. So it's not that I'm not enjoying myself, and I've made a lot of friends, so that's good. But again, I'm really focused. I'm here for, you know, here for work.
That's what I love. And I actually just got the chills and I have like tears in my eyes because I'm just so proud of you. And it's, you know, I think we both have the same mindset. I know for me, you know, I'm working full time and at a media school and I love it. And I'm trying to get on the air. So outside of my full time job, I'm coming home and I'm podcasting and I'm just practicing like promos and all that stuff behind the mic as if I were on air, just because, you know, in this industry, it's a grind. You have to hustle and you have to want it and you have to be hungry for it. Like, you can't wait for something to happen to you. Like, it's not going to be right in front of your face. Like, you have to hustle. And it's just so great to, you know, you're 23, right? We're the same age.
Yeah.
And I just think that it's so great. And I think that a lot of people, you know, are afraid of following their dreams. And I think that it's important, you know, if you have your head on your shoulders, just think of what you want to do for the rest of your life, you know, what makes you happy. And I can just tell in both of our voices that we found something that we absolutely love. And that's something that my parents always told me. They're like, find a career that you're going to like want to wake up at like 4 a.m. and you'll hop right out of bed and you're not going to press snooze. And I know for me, like when I'm on air or auditioning, I hop right out of bed, like right at 3 a.m. and I'm like, yes, I'm ready. Let's do this. You know? So I think that that's just absolutely awesome. Now for you, how does it feel to accomplish so much at such a young age? I mean, I think it's amazing. You are a reporter anchor. Like, how awesome. And you are 23. Are you the youngest one at the news station?
Well, we just hired some new people, but I was for a while. I have been just, you know, working my butt off, and sometimes, you know, you get discouraged a lot in this industry because you know, news can be very negative and, you know, it could tug on your emotions sometimes when you're working in this field. But, I mean, I was so, I got the opportunity to be the new weekend anchor about 2 months ago. So that was really cool. I got promoted. And so now I am anchoring all the weekend shows. So I'll be on tonight, anchoring, and then I'm reporting 3 days a week. So, to get an opportunity, not even a year into my career, to, you know, be one of the anchors was super, super cool. And I just know that all of that hard work is paying off. So I just have to keep my, you know, head straight and just say, you know, this is what I'm supposed to be doing. And so it was really cool that I got that.
That's a congratulations.
To do that.
And it is so well deserved. How do you manage like your social life with your work life? Because I know it can be hard, especially in this industry.
Absolutely. I mean, like, again, I work Saturdays and Sundays, so my weekends are, you know, gone. So that kind of is hard when you're trying to make friends and trying to be social. And I'm a very social person. Like, I have to, you know, have my social time because I'll go crazy if I don't. I don't like to be alone, really. So, you know, I make time for it. My shift kind of is hard because I work 2 to 11. So it's hard to do anything at night. So I kind of, during the week, I just have my, you know, me time. I go to the gym in the morning, I get all my errands done. And then my days off are Thursday, Friday. So I make sure to do something.
Yes. Yes. No. And that's important. And I think for me as well,
it is. It's very important.
I think it's important to have that me time and that self-care, especially in this industry. And for me, I know that I'm trying to reach my goal of getting on air. And there's so many times where like my friends go out on the weekends and they're like, hey, Hannah, like we're going here, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, sorry, I can't. I'm working on my air check, you know, and it's at the end of the day, like that's what we want for ourselves. Right. And that's what we want for our future. And I'm so grateful to have, you know, such supportive friends and family that are like, oh my goodness, like you do you, like we'll hang out again. But I think of it, you know, where I try and treat it like I am doing on air full time, even though, you know, my podcast, it takes a lot of time to do, you know, planning out the shows, planning out the content, booking guests, getting the production side of things done, getting it uploaded on Anchor and all that. So I just think that, you know, it's important to have that me time. And on my podcast, I do, you know, I always try and stress the importance of self-care and how important it is just to take time for yourself. And that's how, you know, we gain that self-love. So,
absolutely.
What's your favorite part about being a reporter anchor? What makes you happy?
Yes. Well, I love connecting with people and meeting new people. So, being able to just be out, you know, in the community and making a difference. You know, like, for example, I did a story. I love our veterans here. They're awesome. And they were getting, they have, you know, a facility. They started selling dinner and lunch because they need it to keep their facility open. And I'm close with some of the veterans here. So they called me and they're like, we need help. And so I was like, oh, this is great. So I went out there, did a story, and it made a huge difference. I guess that they had a line out the door. I know they had a line out the door. They said they had to turn people away because of, you know, the story. So that, you know, knowing that I'm making a difference and helping people in the community is like all that I want. So, and just meeting new people is so cool. I really get to meet the, you know, movers and shakers of the,
awesome.
Of the city. Yeah. I know the mayor by first name, you know, it's really cool to meet all of these new people. I just love connecting with people. So that's definitely my favorite thing. And then just making a difference.
That is so awesome. Now I have to ask you, so news anchors, you read off the teleprompter, correct? How do you manage to do that? I just feel like, what if I stutter and then you're like back to like, how do you keep up with that? I have to ask you that because I know my students, I always watch them, you know, they're reading off the teleprompter. I'm like, oh my goodness. Uh-huh. Like I got to be in radio because I don't think I'd be able to keep up with that. How do you do it?
So yes. So on the weekends I'm in studio anchoring. So that means that I am reading off the teleprompter. And also a part of my job is I actually write the entire show. So that's why I go in super early before my shows each day. But I just read off the teleprompter. But when I'm reporting out in the field, that's all, you know, off the top of my head, live.
Are you, serious?
Yes. There's Taylor, no teleprompter out in the field.
I was watching your videos on your Facebook page, and I showed my dad, and he's like, oh, my gosh. And I'm like, Dad, that's Taylor Mitchell from Chicago Fireworks. Oh, I give you so much credit, because I'd be out on the field like, and reporting live. And then I'd be like, oh, my gosh, what am I saying? Like, what was the story?
Yes. I mean, there. Oh, my goodness. There's, of course, been times where I'm, you know, have messed up. But you just got to keep going.
That's so, really awesome, Tay. I give you tons of credit. Wow. It's a hard thing to do. I mean, that is a hard thing to do, you know?
Yeah, because you have to be an expert on your topic. So it's really hard. Every day my topic changes when I'm reporting. So it's like I'll be talking about one thing one day and I have to be an expert on it that day and, you know everything and then go out live. And then the next day I have to wipe all that information from yesterday, start all over, start something new. And then breaking news is pretty difficult sometimes because sometimes I have 20 minutes. They're like, oh, this is happening. You got to switch gears today. You got to go out there. This is breaking news. And then I just have to go stand out there and say what I know.
Wow, so Tay, that's awesome. I mean, that takes talent and hard work. So my last question is for you is if you could give a piece of advice to anyone, you know, that maybe is afraid of chasing after their dreams, what would it be?
That is such a great question. I would say if you are not in love with your job, it's probably not for you. This I know for sure is you have to be very, very dedicated to this field. For example, if you're going into this field, you have to be you have to really want it because there's a line out the door of people who want to be on TV and want to do this, you know, career. But if you don't love it, you're not gonna succeed because it's very hard and difficult at times. I get very discouraged sometimes because, you know, again, negative news and just all of the work that goes into it, it sometimes feels like I'm not doing anything. I just have to remind myself, this is what I want to do for the rest of my life. And it just gets better every time you move markets and stuff. So if you're not in love with what you're doing, I would say it's not for you.
Right.
That's my advice.
No, and I think that's a great piece of advice, honestly, because like I said, this industry, it's a grind. So you have to, you know, you have to want to work on the weekends and work overnight to get where you are and, you know, work behind the scenes if you want to get on, you know, get on air or get in front of the camera. There's a lot of things that you have to do and you have to say yes to, you have to want to say yes. Like you shouldn't feel like, oh yeah. Like for me, I would go in like hours early, you know, for my college radio show, just to make sure that everything was down pat and making sure that, you know, I knew what I was going to talk about, what content I wanted.
Yeah.
And I think that
be dedicated.
We both, you know, we are truly passionate about what we do. And, you know, I can't imagine myself doing anything else. I mean, I have a mini studio in my room. I invested into that.
I love that. I love that.
You know, it's really great to see you succeeding and picking your stuff up and moving halfway across the country to do what you love. Do you want to end up back in Chicago or what's your long-term goal?
You know, what I say is wherever God takes me, honestly. So
yes,
I will go anywhere, whatever is supposed to be will be, but
yes, that's what that's what my mom always says to me. What will be or is meant to be, or what is meant to be will be, or something like that.
So, I mean, I would like to be closer to family and friends. I think at the end of the day, but if I have to go somewhere else after my contract is up here, then I'm going to do that. I'm going to do wherever I'm supposed to go.
That is awesome. Well, Tay, thank you so, so, so much for
thank you.
Taking the time out of your very busy schedule, as we all know, for being a part of Monday Motivation with Hannah B. Again, I appreciate you so much, and I'm really proud of everything that you've accomplished. So go Tay-Tay Mitch.
Oh, Tay-Tay Mitch. Oh my gosh, you're funny. Thank you for having me.
You are so welcome. I always think about that little handshake that we did before games. I have a video of us doing it. And the other day I was laughing so hard and I'm like, look at us now. We were just little
we're so cute.
teens playing softball, had no idea what we wanted to do for the rest of our lives, and here we are. So but be sure to follow Taylor on Instagram at TaylorMitchell_TV, Twitter at TayMitchell_TV, and go like her Facebook page, Taylor Mitchell KFDA. Ooh. As always, sending you nothing but positive vibes. Be sure to follow me on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at HannahB_on_air, and go like my Facebook page, Monday Motivation with Hannah B. Tay, thank you so much again.
Thanks, Hannah.